The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 4 o'clock hour. My telephone number 877 Bob Live. 877-262-5483. Let me give you some good news before we get into some bizarre news. The good news is on the COVID front, the Ohio Department of Health is reporting just over 600 new cases today, which is very, very, very low. But what makes it even better is that's for 2 days. Because they didn't report yesterday because it was a holiday. So the 600 and some new cases is really, really low, but that's for 2 days. And on Saturday, it was below 400. No, that was Sunday. It was below 400. So the numbers are dropping rapidly here in Ohio. What's really interesting, and it may be purely coincidental, and I'm being serious, it may be purely coincidental, but the numbers didn't really begin to drop in Ohio until the mask mandate was lifted. Coincidence? Maybe. But the same thing happened in Texas. The minute the mask mandate was lifted, cases began to drop. Maybe just a coincidence. Oh, but the same thing happened in Mississippi. Maybe just a coincidence. Oh, the same thing happened in New York when they eased up on mask restrictions. Their numbers began to drop. I'm sure that's all just a coincidence. It's true that every state, as they have loosened mask restrictions, the number of COVID cases has not gone up. Do you remember when President Biden responded to Texas and Mississippi dropping their mask mandate? Do you remember what President Biden said? Neanderthals. That's Neanderthal thinking. Really? It wasn't long after that that the CDC became a bunch of Neanderthals because they, well, anyway, that's enough. It's good news, and we can be grateful for that. This is not good news. Now, let me give you just a little bit of foundation. If you're a regular listener, you know that I believe 100% in the sentiment that Black lives matter. I believe that wholeheartedly. Yes, Black lives matter. I do not sympathize with the movement and the organization. Not at all. It is a fact. It is not speculation. It is not rumor. It is not conspiracy that the founders of Black Lives Matter are Marxists. That is a fact, indisputable fact. They are Marxists. And Marxism and a constitutional republic as we have here in America, cannot survive together. They're antithetical to each other. Marxism cannot survive in a constitutional republic such as we have. They cannot coexist. And yet the founders of Black Lives Matter, Marxists, by their own admission, now that's been taken off of their website, also the founders of Black Lives Matter used to have on their website that they wanted to destroy the nuclear family. That is also gone, but it was there. They want to dismantle the nuclear family. Now, let me add something to that. One of our most trusted allies is the nation of Israel. And yet, it's now coming out that Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Cullors, remember her? She's the one that bought the four homes for multi-million dollars. Yeah, the Marxists. She's the one that said, I am a trained Marxist. And yet she had four homes worth millions of dollars. That's not Marxism. No. Well, anyway. Patrice Cullors, one of the two co-founders of Black Lives Matter, back in 2015 called for the end of Israel. Yeah, here's what she said. She said this at Harvard Law School. This is Patrice Cullors, one of the co-founders of Black Lives Matter. And I quote, Palestine is our generation's South Africa. If we don't step up boldly and courageously to end the imperialist project that's called Israel, we are doomed. Can I read that for you again? This is from one of the two co-founders of Black Lives Matter. Palestine is our generation's South Africa. If we don't step up boldly and courageously to end the imperialist project that's called Israel, we are doomed. She was calling for the end of the nation of Israel. Then she went on to tell the audience at Harvard's Law School that one way for Americans to fight back was to join the BDS movement, the Boycott, Divestment, Sanctions movement. And that is a movement aimed at basically destroying the economy of Israel. By the way, Patrice Cullors just recently announced that she was stepping down as executive director of the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation. She said she was quitting so that she could spend more time writing books and so forth and making more money. Yeah, this is the woman who referred to herself as a trained Marxist. Now, I gave you that story to share with you the next story, but I'll have to wait until after the break to share that one. In order to understand why we should be outraged at the next story, I hope you were listening to that story. We're going to take a quick break. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Now, I've got to summarize the foundation that I laid in the last segment just quickly so that I can move on to the next story. All right. One of the co-founders of Black Lives Matter has called for the end of Israel, the destruction of Israel. That is an indisputable fact. That's not rumor. That's not a conspiracy. It is a fact. At Harvard Law School, Patrice Cullors called for the end of Israel. This is, Israel is one of our most important allies. This is an ally of America. And so one of the founders of Black Lives Matter wants one of our allies wiped out. Think about that for a moment. And secondly, this co-founder of Black Lives Matter with her partner, both radical leftist lesbians, have called themselves trained Marxists. Now, again, let me repeat. Marxism is incompatible with a constitutional republic such as the United States of America. They can't coexist. They are antithetical to each other. All right. So that's one of the many, many, many reasons why I do not in any way, shape, or form support the Black Lives Matter organization. They are racist to the core. They are violent. And yet, with that in mind, listen to this headline. U.S. embassies authorized to hang Black Lives Matter flags. Yeah. Quote, in advance of the one-year anniversary of George Floyd's murder, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken authorized all U.S. embassies and consulates overseas to fly the Black Lives Matter flag on their official flagpole. Now, can you imagine the U.S. embassy in Israel? Now, think with me. The founders of Black Lives Matter says we need to get rid of Israel. It needs to be destroyed. We need to end Israel. Imagine the U.S. embassy in Jerusalem flying the Black Lives Matter flag on their flagpole in Jerusalem when the flag represents, at least in part, the destruction of the nation of Israel. Quote, all U.S. diplomatic posts are strongly encouraged to use the department's resources to promote policy objectives to advance racial equity and support for undeserved communities. So they're not mandated. They don't have to, but they are strongly encouraged to fly the Black Lives Matter flag. What? The flag of an organization that stands in opposition to what our country stands for and what our country believes? But Bob, they stand for racial equity. No, they don't. They stand for racial superiority. Check them out. And then there's this. The president, President Biden, right now, as we speak, is speaking in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on the 100th anniversary of a horrible massacre, the worst massacre, racial massacre in American history that occurred 100 years ago in Tulsa, Oklahoma. 300 to 400 people were killed, murdered, buildings burned to the ground. It is a horrible thing that happened. And it happened to black people. Terrible. And we should commemorate it, and we should not forget it. But over the weekend, black activists in Tulsa like Malik Z. Shabazz. Yeah, he was one of the key speakers at one of the activities over the weekend. He represents the Black Lawyers for Justice, said, quote, "The 100-year anniversary of the Black Wall Street Holocaust is a rallying cry to all blacks that we must fight on every front to protect the legal and human rights of our people, and we must unite and organize with zealous fierceness never witnessed before." But that's not all. Most of the march and the demonstration was peaceful, but then we had this from one of the speakers, and I am quoting, "We are pushing death to white supremacy, death to capitalism, death to imperialism, death to fascism. We are pushing an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a head for a head, and a life for a life." And then speaking of white people, and I quote, "Once they die," these are white people, "once they die, we must understand that we can never give them the pain that they gave us. So once they get buried, once they are buried, we must bury them again, dig them up, kill them again, bury them, dig them up, and kill them again. Because the time will come when there's a rat-a-tat-tat, Black Americans will kill everything white in sight. And Black Americans will give crackers hell from the cradle to the grave." Now, let me make it clear. I think the president is right in being in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and commemorating this terrible event 100 years ago. Here's my question. Where is the condemnation of what I just read to you? Same city. Remember what happened in Williamsburg, Virginia, when the white supremacists were there and Donald Trump gave a speech? You remember what happened? Why didn't he condemn what? Okay, where is the condemnation of the public calling for white people to be killed? Quote, "The time will come when there's a rat-a-tat-tat. Black Americans will kill everything white in sight. And Black Americans will give crackers hell from the cradle to the grave." Yeah, we need to condemn white supremacy. Absolutely, we need to condemn it. But where is the condemnation for that kind of violent rhetoric?